This is Jonathan Kahn, and what you're about to hear was recorded live at the Beth Israel Worship Center, an end-time gathering of Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, in northern New Jersey. To get in touch, to get more information, a list of teachings and tapes, special resources and free gifts, or how to find salvation, new life, and your calling, how to attend a service, or how you can have a part in Hope of the World, an end-time ministry of Jew and Gentile, spreading the word of God to the ends of the earth, just write to Hope of the World, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644, USA. And now, the message.
All right, everybody, open up to Luke 19. Luke 19. Luke 19. As we read Matthew, now we're going to read from Luke, his account of Palm Sunday, what we call Palm Sunday. Luke 19. And, okay, as we read here from verse 29. It came about that when he approached Bethphage and Bethany, near the mount that is called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village opposite you, in which you'll enter in. You'll find a colt tied on which no one has yet ever sat. Untie it, bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall speak, 'The Lord has need of it.' And those who were sent went away and found it just as he told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of it.' And they brought it to Yeshua, Jesus. They threw their garments on the colt, put Jesus on it. And as he was going, they were spreading their garments in the road. And as he was now approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for the miracles which they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees in the multitude said to him, 'Rabbi, rebuke your disciples.' He answered and said, 'I tell you, if these are quiet, the stones will cry out.'" All right. Palm Sunday. This is something, I mean, you know, I heard about growing up, but I didn't really know what it was. It didn't seem to be Jewish. I thought it was a Catholic holiday. I didn't know any Jewish people were involved. I thought all the Jews were, if it was Jerusalem, the Jews had to be bussed out, because this was a very Catholic kind of holiday, the way I saw it. And most, I think, Jewish people have that idea. Yet this is so Jewish. It's for everybody, but it's so Jewish. This is the entrance of Messiah into Jerusalem. Zechariah 9:9, we read that. "Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, your king is coming to you, and he's humble, riding a donkey." This fulfills that. Now we're going to see something. Not only is it so Jewish because it's Messiah, the most Jewish thing you can imagine, and Jerusalem come together, but also it is the oldest Hebrew holy day ever given in the Bible, Palm Sunday. And, you know, I've never heard it. I've never said, and this sounds how awesome God is, because it's right in the Bible, but it doesn't make a big deal about it. It's there. You got to put it down. I've never heard anybody say it, but it's clearly there. And it's an amazing thing. I mean, for first of all, for Christians to realize, and for Jewish people who don't know the Lord to realize, the most ancient Hebrew holy day is Palm Sunday. And that is come from Exodus. I want you to turn to it. Turn to Exodus 12. Exodus 12, an amazing thing. Exodus 12, where God speaks to Moses and speaks to the children of Israel. Exodus 12. And verse 1, "Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, 'This month shall be the beginning of months, the first month for you.'" It's going to be a new year. It's the first month. It's the beginning. "It'll be the first month of the year. Speak to all the children of Israel and say to them, 'On the 10th day of this month, they'll each one take a lamb for themselves, each one to their father's house. A lamb for each house. Now, if the house is too small for the lamb, then he and his neighbor nearest his house are to take one according to the numbers of person in them, according to what each man should eat. You are to divide the lamb. Your lamb shall be an unblemished male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill it at twilight." This is the oldest command ever given to the nation as a whole that is continuous, or that is celebrated every year, year to year, from this day 3,000 years ago until today. Today there's the lamb is missing, but this is the ultimate thing of Passover. Take a lamb. The first command ever given to Israel is take a lamb on the 10th day of Nisan. And then wait 4 days later, and then you will sacrifice that lamb. But take it on the 10th, then sacrifice it on the eve of the 14th. An amazing thing. Think about this. The first command ever given to Israel, to the Jewish people, is take a lamb. In the Hebrew, the word take, lakach, can also mean receive the lamb. The first command ever given to the Jewish people or Israel, the first command is receive the lamb. And that's also the last command, because when Israel receives the lamb, the age is over. When they receive the lamb, he comes, the kingdom comes. It's amazing. The final command is the first command. He gave it to them at the very beginning. God is so awesome. It's right there at the beginning. Receive the lamb. Redemption will come. This entire creation, Paul said, will be redeemed when they do this, when they simply obey the first command. Lekach means also accept. Accept the lamb. Which is salvation. You accept the lamb, you're saved. The most Jewish thing, to be saved is to accept the lamb. Interesting. Because at one point, the whole nation was all hanging on one child, Isaac, or one son, when Abraham lifted him up on the altar. And Isaac, as he's going up, says, "Where is the lamb, Father?" And Abraham says, "God will provide the lamb, my son. God will provide the lamb." And now it says to the nation, it says, "God will provide it." Now it says, receive the lamb. Take the lamb. Accept the lamb. That's the whole thing. You want to know how to be saved? Accept the lamb. I mean, really do it, though. But that's accept. Hey, though. Everything. Messiah celebrated Passover on the 14th day of Nisan. He had, as we put it together, that was a Thursday night. Now, there's something in chronology. There's a thing between the two Gospels, which I can do in another time. But the 14th of Nisan. Now, you count back 4 days. 4 days from that, and you get the time when he is riding on a donkey into Jerusalem. And what you get is what we call today Palm Sunday. And so what it means is if he celebrated on the 14th and you count back and he rode into Jerusalem on the 10th of Nisan, the 10th was the day that you had to bring the lamb in. And so it's an amazing thing that on the day when all these lambs are being brought up to the houses of Israel, God is bringing his own lamb to his house. God is bringing his lamb, the Lamb of God, by the hand of God, being brought to the house of God, to Jerusalem, that's where God dwelt, and to the temple. That's why he went to the temple on that day. He went there. He entered the city, and he could see thousands of lambs taken. He knew they were going to be sacrificed, and he knew, he's probably the only one who knew, he knew that that was the day. That was the most ancient Hebrew holy day, the day of accepting the lamb. And he knew while they were praising and saying, "Hey, the king's coming," he knew he was coming in as the lamb of the 10th of Nisan, the first and great command of Israel, the lamb. And it's amazing because when you look at the Hebrew, it's amazing because the Hebrew says, "Receive the lamb." And so what did they do on that day? They said, "Blessed is he." They received him. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They received him. He said, "I'm not coming again until you say that again." But they were receiving the lamb. They were fulfilling the command without knowing it was the lamb. But the Hebrew word can also mean, receive can also mean seize. Amazing. It could be translated seize the lamb. Because while he's being received, others were plotting to seize him. And ultimately, they would lift him up to be killed according to the command. He knew it all. It's an amazing thing. It's awesome. And it's all there. And God is, you know, it's the word of God, because God doesn't say, "Hey, look at this. Look how amazing this is." Back and forth. It's just there. And I've never heard people talk about it. It's amazing how God, there's always more in the Bible than you can imagine. The events of what we call Palm Sunday, or the triumphal entry, was a public event. It was the showing of Messiah to Israel. It was the displaying of Messiah just before he would be killed. They could see him through the streets. It was the beginning of salvation. It was the beginning of that final act that's going to lead with a cross and the empty tomb, which leads to next week. But this was the first act. And interesting, because that's what the 10th of Nisan, that day, always was. It was the beginning of salvation. In Egypt, it was when the lamb is going to be the answer in Egypt. And so when God first mentions the lamb, it's the 10th of Nisan. He says, you know, the plagues have come, the judgments have come, but they weren't free. But now he says, now, on the 10th day, take a lamb. And where the plague didn't do it, where the judgments didn't do it, the lamb is going to do it. You're going to be saved by the lamb. So the 10th of Nisan is the day that God first displays what salvation is. He first displays how he's going to save his people. And so that is the significance of this day. He first showed them it's going to be a lamb. And the triumphal entry, what we call Palm Sunday, is the same thing. It's the 10th of Nisan. It's the day when God first shows the nation how he's going to save them. He displays where it's going to come. The power of salvation is going to be in this lamb. Now, I'm going to leave this mystery for a moment. We're going to go to another mystery now. And then stay tuned, I mean, because there's some deep, profound, great stuff here. It's rich. I mean, God is rich. This is great. The word for seed, sowing a seed, in Hebrew is zara. Or you sow a seed is to zara. We get a word from that word. It means to bear fruit. It also means to plant or to disseminate, spread, bring life. Zara, from this word, we get another word called zeroah, from zara. There's a mystery in the Bible that you can't fully see in the English, but in the Hebrew it's very profound and very important, and it has to do with all this. It's the word zeroah, as it comes from, I said, the word zara, which means it could be translated the sower, one who sows life. The Bible speaks about something. If you've been at Beth Israel for a while, then you've heard me mention of these things occasionally. I touch upon it on Passover. A long time ago, I've spoke about it, but I want to get more into the mystery of this incredible thing here. The Bible speaks, and again, something that most believers never heard, but it's amazing what's there. The Bible speaks of something called the Zeroah. There's a mystery of the Zeroah. This is called the mystery of the Zeroah. And it's amazing. It's mentioned first in Exodus 6. I don't want you to turn to it. I want you just to listen, because I'm doing a lot right now. And there's a reason for it. Exodus 6, in verse 6, it says, when God speaks to Moses, he says, how he's going to save Israel, how he's going to do it, how's he going to get them out of Egypt? He says, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rid you of their bondage. I will redeem you with an extended Zeroah. And with great judgment. God is saying, I will bring them out of Egypt by something called the Zeroah. I will take them out of bondage by something called the Zeroah. I will redeem you and make you free by this thing called the Zeroah. In Exodus 15, it says, in the song, as they're praising God, it says, fear and dread will fall on them by the greatness of your Zeroah. They shall be still, and the people shall pass over. What they're saying is, because of your great Zeroah, we shall not only get out of Egypt, we shall pass over into the promised land by the Zeroah. By the greatness of the Zeroah. But the mystery goes further. In Jeremiah 27, it says, verse 5, it says, I have made the earth, man and animal, that are upon the ground by my great power and by my Zeroah. God is saying, he saves Israel by the Zeroah, and I have made the earth, man and animal, by my great power and my Zeroah. By this, what does that mean? We were created by this thing called the Zeroah. Everything that lives was created by that. But it goes further. In Jeremiah 32, verse 17, he says, Oh Lord God, behold, you have made the heaven and the earth, by your great power and by your extended Zeroah. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. What's it saying? God made not only the creatures, he made us, but he made the galaxies. He made the galaxies and the stars and the nebula and the universe itself by the Zeroah. The Zeroah made everything. And it's the same Zeroah that then saves Israel from Egypt. That means this Zeroah is more powerful than the universe, because it made the universe. It's funny, because, I mean, it's not funny, it's amazing. It comes from the word the sower. It planted the universe. This Zoroas sold the whole thing. So he created everything you see was made through by the Zoroa. Then there's more. Isaiah 51:19 says, "Awake, awake, wake up, put on your strength, O Zoroa of the Lord. Awake, Zoroa," says Isaiah. Here the prophet is crying out, wake up. He's telling the Zoroa to wake up like it fell asleep. Put on your strength, O Zoroa, awake as in ancient days and the generations of old. Are you not that which cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? The Zoroa is that which wounds the dragon, the enemy, darkness, evil, overcomes it. But it's more. Isaiah 51:10 says, are you not that which dried the sea, the waters of the great deep that made the depth of the sea away so the redeemed could pass over? How did the Red Sea part? By the Zoroa, the same Zoroa. And beyond that, it goes farther. In Ezekiel 20:34, it says, I will bring you out from the nations I scattered you. God's talking to the Jewish people. He scattered them, dispersed them across the world or out in exile. And now he says, I will bring you back from all the countries you are scattered with, and I will bring you back by the Zoroa. How are the Jewish people? God is prophesying in the end time, well, in two times, but the end times, he will bring the Jewish people back to the land of Israel. Today, that's still an issue for the world. But how did he do it? It was the Zoroa. It was by the Zoroa that he brought them back. The same thing that created the universe and that saved Israel out of Egypt is the same thing that in the 20th century has done a great thing by bringing back this ancient nation resurrected, as the prophet said. How does Israel exist? By the Zoroa. When you see it, you'll know the Lord has done it. The Zoroa of God. And then in Isaiah 40:10, it says, behold, Lord God will come. He will come with a strong hand, and his Zoroa will rule for him. What is it saying? When the Lord comes, when the kingdom comes, the Zoroa shall reign. That which created the universe shall reign in the universe. An amazing thing here. In Isaiah 62:8, it says, the Lord has sworn and by his hand and by the Zoroa. The Lord has sworn by the Zoroa, I will no longer give your wheat for enemies or your children, saying, I'm going to redeem you. I'll swear it by the Zoroa. In Psalm 98, verse 1, it says, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy Zoroa has accomplished for him the victory. His holy Zoroa. The Zoroa is holy. It's not just powerful. It's holy. It's Zoroa HaKodesh. Verse 2, the Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed it. What is the salvation? He has revealed it in the sight of nations. The Zoroa is linked to salvation. He has remembered his mercy and his truth to the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of God. The Zoroa will accomplish salvation. The Zoroa will rule over the earth. The Zoroa is that which took Israel from Egypt. The Zoroa is that which formed the Milky Way. The Zoroa, the mystery of Zoroa, and the Zoroa is linked to Passover. The same thing that created the universe is linked to Passover. Because in all around the world, Jewish people celebrate the Exodus out of Egypt and have on their table what's called the Passover plate. And on that plate are the elements of Passover. Each one has symbolic meaning. But perhaps nothing is more profound and more mysterious. They have no idea. It's a mysterious object on that plate. There's something on the plate that the Jewish people call the Zoroa. They call what's on their plate the Zoroa. The Zoroa that created the universe, they call something on their dinner table the Zoroa, which is linked to the creation of the universe. What is the Zoroa? It's a bone. It's a bone. Not just a bone, it's the bone of the Lamb. A mysterious thing, they call the bone of the Lamb the Zoroa. The thing which created the universe as the bone of a lamb. The thing which parted the Red Sea, the bone of a lamb, which brought back the Jewish people to Israel, the bone of a lamb. It can be translated as arm. The arm, whenever you hear, if you've heard the arm of the Lord, it's not saying the arm of the Lord, it's saying the Zoroa. The arm, but it means the power of God. It means the hand, particularly the right hand, the arm of God. And so the lamb's bone is called the Zeruah, as if the whole universe was brought into existence by a lamb. But a bone means the lamb is linked to death. So there's some mystery between a lamb, death, and the most powerful force in the world. And in this one verse, the mystery begins to lift. And you know what the verse is of the Zeruah? Isaiah 53. Turn to Isaiah 53. I want you to see it. Isaiah 53. Yep, verse 1. All right, you win a prize after. Isaiah 53. Verse 1, and look what it says. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? But what does it say in Hebrew is, who has believed our report, and to whom has the Zeruah of the Lord been revealed? This is going to reveal the Zeruah now. What you read in Isaiah 53 is saying we're going to reveal what the Zeruah is. And it goes on to reveal, look at that, it reveals a man who is despised. Verse 3, forsaken, a man of sorrows, we turned away from him. Verse 4, our sorrows he carried. We saw him as struck by God. Verse 5, he was pierced through for our sins. He was crushed for our iniquities. He was scourged, we are healed, and all of us like sheep have gone astray. But the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. It goes on to describe a man of sorrows. And so what's it saying? It says he was wounded for our transgressions. What was wounded? The Zeruah of God was wounded. What was crushed? The Zeruah of God. The same thing that created the universe was crushed. How do you crush that which created the universe? The punishment for our sins fell upon the Zeruah, the same thing that brought us into existence. Our sins went upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. When the Zeruah is wounded, we get healed. He, the Zeruah, was cut off out of the land of the living, and they made his grave with the wicked, a rich man in his death. They killed the Zeruah. How do you kill that which brought the universe into existence? And here is the link. One verse it says, he was led like a lamb. Here it says, the Zeruah, we're going to reveal the Zeruah. Then it says, he was like a lamb. And then on the Passover table, you have the Zeruah is the bone of a lamb. The mystery of the Zeruah linked to the death of a lamb. It is all there. It's amazing. Now, who has believed our report? Now, an amazing thing. Not only that, in the Hebrew, it says, to whom has the arm of the Lord or the Zeruah been revealed? The Hebrew word for revealed is the word galah. It doesn't just mean revealed. What it means particularly is to be revealed in a disgraceful way. It means specifically to be stripped naked. So that thing when it says revealed, it means particularly stripped naked like a captive. Someone who's being taken into captivity is humbled, degraded, and debased, and taken and revealed, stripped. Amazing thing, because that's exactly what happened to the Zeruah of God. He was stripped, he was humbled, he was disgraced. In fact, we get the word, the galut, from the same word galah, which means the diaspora, Jewish people in exile. The same word is that when it says he has revealed in a, like a captive being stripped of everything. And Isaiah, look at Isaiah 52, verse 10. Look back up. Look at verse 10 of the chapter before. The Lord has bared his holy arm, his holy Zeruah. He's made in the sight of all nations so all the earth can see this, the salvation of our God. The Lord has made, the word here is hasar, it means to strip naked. So he has not only revealed, he has stripped naked. So all the world could see it. All the world will see God's Zeruah naked. It's amazing because the image of this one naked on the cross, the image is the most universal image on this planet. God has made known his Zeruah, revealed it, made it bare for all the world to see his salvation. What's the word for salvation? Yeshua. What is that? Jesus. That's his name. His own Zeruah. You know the famous verse, Isaiah 59:16. The Lord looked, he saw there was no man, and he wondered there was nobody to intercede. So therefore, his own Zeruah brought salvation. No one else could save, so it was the Zeruah. Amazing thing here. I mean, this is profound stuff. You know, we know Jesus is Yeshua, his real name. He's Messiah, but now is a new name to remember. He is the Zeruah. He is Zeruah. This is awesome. It means he is the one by whom the galaxies were created. He is the one who formed the universe, who God used to form the universe. He is the one who formed everything you see was formed out of him, from him. It matches up to the beginning of John. In the beginning was the Word, and through him all things were created that were created, and nothing has come into being that is in existence without him. He is the Zeruah. He created it. The Zeruah of the universe is a man now. Yeshua, the Nazarene, is the Zeruah. He is the same one who brought Israel out of Egypt. Jesus, Yeshua, the Zeruah. He was the arm by which the Jewish people were gathered back in the 20th century to Israel. That Israel exists today is because of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. He's the Zeruah who brought them back. In fact, the psalm that proclaims the Zeruah says, sing a new song. He's done marvelous things. His right hand is holy Zeruah. It says, the Lord has made known his Yeshua. It's identifying Zeruah and Yeshua in the next verse. Jesus. And by him, it says that salvation will come to the species. The whole world will see salvation through this one, Yeshua, Jesus. There's more. In Exodus 6:6, it says, I'll bring you out from the burden, you don't have to turn to it, but burdens from the Egyptians, I will rid you of their bondage, I will redeem you with an extended or outstretched Zeruah. The word, it says several times when it speaks about the Zeruah, it says outstretched. Interesting. In other words, when the Zeruah is stretched out, we will be saved. The Zeruah, the arm of God, we think of an outstretched arm, yes, but Zeruah is him on the cross, on that stake, when he was stretched out, it's the arm of God to save us, we're saved. Amazing thing. And the word for being stretched, it's so much in, so many mysteries, and the word of being stretched out, the same word also means to descend, it also means to be offered up, it also means, strangely, the afternoon, probably because the sun sets. Well, it's interesting because he died in the afternoon. Listen to this verse in the Hebrew Scriptures. Psalm 79, verse 11 says, let the sighing of your prisoners come to you according to the greatness of your Zeruah. Save those who are appointed to die by your Zeruah. Who is Messiah? He's the one who saved those who were appointed to die. He is the Zeruah. He sounds like somebody we know. Think about this one in the Song of Solomon. The bride says to the bridegroom, which speaks about us, the bride, speaking to God, it says, remember this? Set me as a seal on your Zeruah. It says arm, but it's in Hebrew, it's Zeruah. That's exactly what happened to him on the cross. We were set on him as a seal. He was marked by us, by our sins. Our burdens, our sins were set upon, our life was set on him. On the Zeruah, set me as a seal on your Zeruah, for love is as strong as death. And Isaiah 51:9, awake, awake, rise up, awake, oh, put on your strength, Zeruah, as if one day the Zeruah will be like it's sleeping or dead. But it says, awake, put on your strength and save us. That's exactly what happened on the resurrection. That's exactly what happened. Then Isaiah says, are you not the one who parted the Red Sea? Amazing, too, because, you know, when he rose, it was just around the time, the anniversary, it was around the anniversary of when the Red Sea parted. Did you know that? It's right in those days when the Red Sea parted are the days when the time when he rose up. I will declare, and then Psalm 71, verse 18. Now, when I am old and gray, O God, don't forsake me until I have declared your strength to this generation and your Zeruah to everyone who is to come. I want to declare your Zeruah is what it says. So what is this we call Palm Sunday? This 10th of Nisan? In Egypt, it was the day that the power of salvation was revealed. What was going to save them? Well, God said, I will redeem you by my Zeruah. And then he says, take a lamb. He says, I'm going to redeem you by this, but take a lamb. You're saved by the Zeruah of God, but you're saved by the lamb. The 10th of Nisan is the day when God, 2,000 years ago, revealed how he was going to save you, how he was going to save the world. From this, he revealed it was going to be by the Zeruah, a lamb. The rabbi from Nazareth entered on a road filled with palm branches. It was unlikely, just like the lamb was an unlikely thing to save you out of Egypt. Everybody expected the king to come, you know, with armies or you know, massive power and armies. He didn't come with any army. He didn't come with any massive power. And they wanted him to reign. They thought he would take off Rome. Instead, he came humbly. It says, behold, your king comes to you humbly, it says in the prophecy. Writing, he came as a lamb because the lamb is the Zeruah. The lamb. Here on this day, he is the one. He comes in. When you watch Palm Sunday, God is revealing this power, this awesome force. God's ways are not our ways. He didn't come like we expected him to. He didn't come. His ways are way above. He comes in weakness, and yet it's stronger than our strength. In God, he comes in. He comes like a lamb, yet he is the Lion of Judah. It was the Zeruah that set the prisoners free. And the same one who brought the galaxies into existence is now riding the streets of Jerusalem. The same one. It says, by this one, God, you will do awesome things and the whole world will see it. By this one. The Zeruah, I told you, came from a word that means to sow. Well, he's the one who gives life to those who don't have life. He's the one who gives new life. You must be born again. The Zeruah. God is called the Almighty. Why? Because he's all-powerful. Omnipotent. He can do all things. All power is his. He who formed the world in his with his hands, who set the stars in heaven, who holds the oceans, it says, in the hollow of his palm, is the Almighty. What is the power of the Almighty? What is the full power of the Almighty? The Zeruah means the arm of the Lord. It also means the power of the Lord. It means the strength, the power, the might of God. What is the power of the Almighty? There are those who advertise the big thing is miracles. God will do a miracle. Come expecting a miracle. God does miracles, but that's not it. Elijah said, I saw, you know, the mountains quaked, but God wasn't in there. You know, I saw all these things happening. God wasn't in it. There are people say, you know, what's the power of God is to make you rich, to give you money. That's the power of God. The power of God is the Zeruah, and the Zeruah is Yeshua, Jesus. He is the power of God. He is the power of God. And the greatest miracle of the power of God is that God actually loves you and loves me. That's the power of God. You got to be almighty to love us. The greatest miracle is the cross and the resurrection, not some evangelist tent revival. The greatest miracle, you know, even the parting of the Red Sea, even these things, even these miracles, they were all done by the Zeruah, but this is the Zeruah, is greater than any of these miracles. The Zeruah made bare, stripped for all the earth to see, Yeshua, Jesus, is the power and the miracle of God. You want to see the power of God? You know, he said in Star Wars, may the force be with you. Well, it's just a movie, but you know, there is a real force. You want to see the force? It's him. He's the force. On that cross, what's the power of God? The Zeruah is the power, and the Zeruah is love. You want to see the power of God? The power of God is the love of God. The power of God is love beyond everything else. He is pure goodness, your holy Zeruah. This is the power, the arm of God, and his arm is love because God is love. And so that's the secret. You want to overcome? You want to live a life of triumph? This is called the triumphal entry. You got to live it in the power of the Zeruah. By the love of God. You live by the flesh, you're going to grow weak, you're going to die. You live by your wits, you're going to grow weak and die. You live by your strength, you grow weak and die. You live by anything in the world, money, you're going to lose it anyway. But live by the power of the arm of God, the Zeruah, the Lamb, you're going to overcome. Because there's nothing on earth that is more powerful than the Zeruah. There's nothing more powerful than Jesus, Yeshua. Can you imagine the same force that created the universe? It's the same as this Jewish man on the cross, this rabbi on a cross. You know, and this power is not like we think, it's the lamb power. And he's the lion too. The power of the lion is in that power of the lamb. But you got to go, you got to do it his way. It wouldn't be, you know, how does redemption come? How is God, the power, it's a different power. The power of letting go so you can finally have. The power of dying so we can finally live. The power of surrendering so we can win. The power of forgiving and releasing so we can be released. The power of willingly giving so it can be given to us. And laying down our lives so we can rise. It's all there in the cross. The power of God to work wonders is there. Is there. The Zoroa is Him. You see, you know, what's an arm? What do you use an arm for? An arm is there so you can accomplish what you want to do. The arm reveals your will because you work and accomplish what you will. The arm is that which you use to touch someone. The arm is what you use to lift up. The arm is what someone uses to judge or to fight or to have victory. The arm is that which builds and rebuilds and grabs hold and embraces. So who is this man on the cross? He is the arm of God. Why? Because it's through him that God reveals. Of God, because that's how God touched. Up. It's the arm. He's the arm of God because an arm is that which builds and rebuilds. It's through him that your life has been rebuilt or is being rebuilt or is going to be rebuilt. Why? An arm is that by which you hug somebody. Well, God embraces you through the arm, through Jesus. That's why he's the arm of God. He touched you. And not only, you know, it's the Zoroa is Jesus, but Jesus is the arm. What does that mean, Yeshua? It means his love is not weak. He is, you ever an arm wrestle? You arm wrestle someone? Imagining doing that with God? Well, some of us do, but he wins. And the arm of God is powerful. It says your arms are too short to box with God. Well, his arms are too powerful. What does it mean? His love is not weak. He's the Zoroa. It means, you know, you don't wrestle with a lion. And we aren't supposed to wrestle with him. Because you don't win against a lion. He is love, but his love is the strongest thing on planet Earth. This humble carpenter is the same one who went like this and the sea was split in two. This gentle rabbi, it says he wounded the dragon who framed the galaxies. Wow. Therefore, his love is stronger than everything else, because when everything else passes away, the only thing that's left is his love in him. He shall reign, the Zoroa. You want to see the evidence? He's the strongest force is not gravity, not electromagnetic radiation, not nuclear energy. The strongest force is the arm of God. You want the evidence? All the nations that have ever been, all the kingdoms that have ever risen, all the power of the world, the armies that have marched, and the governments that have sat, and powerful, all of them have come and gone. Dictators have sought to wipe out his name, but he has proved stronger than them all. They are gone, the kingdoms are gone, and he lives. They are gone, they are vanquished, but he is still here. He has proved stronger than them all. He has proved stronger than all the power in this world. More strong than all that. And think about this. Power, that force, all that power is now for you. It's to you. It's for your redemption. Because he gave himself for you. All that power, the one who formed the universe, is now to you. He is for you. He's your savior if you've received him. He, all the power of the Exodus, the entire power, and they put the Ten Commandments on last night. It's amazing. They keep putting it on every year because people keep watching it, so they have to put it on. But it's a massive spectacle, monumental thing. But all that power is in him. And all that power in him is to you. The power of the Exodus is in you. The power, your best friend is the Zoroa, the arm of God. That's pretty good. The arm of Jehovah. Treat him as such. Treat his words as such. Honor these words because they're power. Don't disregard him or his words. And you say, you know, oh, I can't do this and I can't overcome and I'm tired and I'm weary and I can't. It's too much for me. Don't say that. Not so. Because you have a God, you have a Savior who is the arm of God. And that same arm will work and uphold you. He who moved the galaxy is able to move your life, don't you think? He can move the stars. He can make it. He can set the universe in order. Don't you think he can set your life in order? The arm that humbled the Pharaoh of Egypt. Don't you think he can humble the enemy in your life? The arm that broke the bondage of his people. Don't you think he's more than able to break that bondage? You got to believe it. He who fought the dragon, he can fight for you. Don't you think? He who always brought victory, Jozaroa. Don't you think he's there to bring victory for you? He who always by nature accomplishes wonders, don't you think he can accomplish wonders in your life? And who overcomes the world can overcome, you can make you overcome. You want the work of God in your life? Dwell in that. You want the power of God? Don't say I can't. You can. Live in this power that is the Zeruah. The arm of God, which is called love, because he is that arm. He is Yeshua. And he, and that means he can do all things that are good. In his will, in his power, in his spirit, he can do anything in his will. And that means you also are able to do all things if you're in his will. That you can say, as it is said, as Paul said, I can do all things, not by myself, I can't do anything, but I can do all things through him, the Zeruah, who strengthens me. He gives me the power. I can do all things through Messiah. I can do it. By the arm of the Lord, you can restore the marriage. By the arm of the Lord, you can overcome the sin. You say, I can do that. By the arm of God, you can. Maybe you can't, but by the arm, you can. By the arm of God, you can put that sin to sleep. By the arm of God, you can rejoice at all times. By the arm of God, you can live victoriously because it's the arm of God. I can do all things. Move in this power. Live in this power. The wind will be at your back at all times if you live in this Zeruah. The force, they told the force is with you. The force isn't with them. The force is with you. The force is with you if you're in his will. The force is with you. When you move in that unstoppable power, you become unstoppable in him. The Zeruah has come to overcome your problem, your situation, to move and to arrange and to have his way. Let it have its way and believe and walk in it. For what is he to you? He is, what does it mean? He is strong. He is my. How does he love you? Strong. Mighty. How does he love you? Mighty, strong. How is his faithfulness to you? Strong and mighty faithful to you. His words to you are strong. His promise to you are strong. His thoughts to you are strong thoughts. His compassion and his mercy on you, it's strong. It's not going to break. It's not going to waver. His grace is strong and mighty grace. His love to you is deeper than the oceans. It says it's stronger, higher than the heavens. His love is powerfully strong. He's awesome. That we can say, let us say, as with the psalm, Lord, don't let me go until I have declared your strength and proclaimed your Zeruah to this generation. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy Zeruah, Yeshua, have accomplished for him and for you the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, revealed it to the sight of nations. He has remembered his mercy and his truth. And to all the ends of the earth, they have seen the salvation of God in the Zeruah, your Savior, Jesus, Yeshua. Happy Palm Sunday. Live in the power of the Zeruah. Lord, we praise you and bless you and lift you up. You're awesome, Lord. You are awesome. Let us just bow our heads in prayer right now and seal this. There's something God wants to do. We're going to close with a beautiful procession in a moment. Now, prepare our hearts. And let's just lift something up. There's something, maybe something in your life that has to be moved, you know? God can move it. The arm of God can do it. There's something that has to be lifted. God can do it. There's something that has to be rearranged. God can do it. There's something that has in your life that has to be broken through. God can do it. There's a freedom that's to come. God will do it. There's a victory that is waiting, that has to happen, and God has the power to do it, and you've got the power to do it if you move in the power of God. Lord, we ask, help us to be in your will. We commit everything to you, Lord, into your will. And we ask now, Lord, your holy Zeruah. We lift up to you that problem, that issue, that habit, that continual thing or that situation. And we ask, Lord, your Zoroah, move upon it. Move in us so we can do your will and have victory. Zoroah, holy Zoroah, awake, awake, awake and put on your strength by the resurrection power. Have your way in our life. Whatever the problem is, and as we commit our will to you and help us to move in your will and be surrendered to your will so we can be transformed by your power. Lord, help us surrender to your will so we can be transformed by your power. The power of the Almighty moving in us. Lord, we tell you, Lord, forgive us when we say we can't. It's not possible. All things are possible through your Zoroah. So, Lord, we praise you, not for our will, but for your glory. We surrender, and we say, Lord, we move with you. We want to move in your power. We want to overcome with your power, overcome that bad temper, overcome that thought, overcome that lust, overcome that fear by the power of the Zoroah. You can do it, Lord. You touched people and they rose. So too, your Zoroah be upon us, your arm, holy arm of God. Now seal this, whatever you is truly needed for God's will, seal this with God. For the power that you might this week see the power of the Zoroah, the arm of God. So with our heads bowed, before we seal this with the procession for Palm Sunday, we want to give you a chance to receive the grace.